Kumlen and a block Gemara. We are up to Dav Chav Aleph Amid Aleph on top, and we are up to Amar Rav Yimer Bar Abba, about 13 lines from the top of the page, end of the line. Amar Rav Yimer Abba Marav Ein Burginin Bebavel. The rule is you're not allowed to walk outside the environs of your city more than 2,000 amas in each direction. We hand up Yitzayin and Bez an opinion that's even Mahatera. And they're actually posting the Rambam holds this Mahatera if it's more than 12 kilometers. And the environs of a city extend another 70 and two-thirds of an amma beyond the city, like the peripheral of the city. But if you have these little temporary huts that are there for watchmen or something, they're called Burginin, they extend and it gives you another 70 and two-thirds amma. But in Bavel, there's no din of Burginin. We'll soon see why not, because they're not significant. Why insignificant? We'll see in a minute. Nor is there Veloy Pasi Beiroz, this special dispensation that we allowed for these wells to allow people to drink, does not apply in Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz here does not mean Bavel. It means anywhere but Bavel, besides Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. And we'll see in a minute why not. And the Gemara explains now. The reason why in Bavel there's no such thing as a Burgundy, because there are, what do you call it? There's constant water there, and it swashes away. It washes away these little huts, and therefore they have absolutely no chashivas whatsoever. They don't have any chashivas that are like permanent huts, because they get washed away all the way because of floods. But what do you mean by loy pasi b'roid v'chutz l'aretz? Why aren't they in chutz l'aretz loy l'shchichim m'sifte? We only allow it for a mitzvah. Either in Eretz Yisrael, they're all traveling to Yerushalayim for Oyle Negel, or in Bavel, they're all traveling to yeshiva. Because in Bavel, they had all these yeshivas. So they went for a cause, and they traveled from Israel to Bavel and so on. But in the rest of the world, where there were no yeshivas, and there's no mitzvah, there's no need, there's no reason to make this special, enact a special law. Avil ipcha abdinen. But at the converse, we do. In other words, we will have Bergen in the Chutz La'aretz. You know, it adds to the environs of the city. And what do you call it? And we will have Pasi Beroyes in Bavel, because people travel. He says there's no Burginin. Not only there's no Burginin in Bavel getting washed away, nor are there Burginin in Chutz La'aretz. And not only there are no Pasi Beroyes in Chutz La'aretz, there are no Pasi Beroyes in Bavel as well. Now, why not? The Burginin in Bavel, we just explained before, constantly floods and therefore they get washed away. There's no chashivas. So why not in Chutz La'aretz? Because of temporary dwellings, like makeshift tents and so on, houses, people will come and steal an entire hut. And therefore, it has no chashivas. Okay, so there's no concept of Burginin outside of Eretz Yisrael. And Pasi Beroyes, why about Pasi Beroyes? The Bavel, Loi L'chayr, why isn't the Pasi Beroyes in Bavel? We just said before, people travel for a mitzvah there. There's no need to make an act a special rule because there's plenty of water available everywhere. Where do we need Pasi Beroyes only where they need, let's say, rainwater and so on to give them to drink? And there's not so there's not an abundant amount of water. In Bavel, there's plenty of water. The Chutz La'aretz Namiloi. And what about Chutz La'aretz? We said before, L'shchichim Asifta. There's no yeshivas and there's no mitzvah there. Amal Chizel Mori, Breda Rav Huna, Breda Rav Yim, Rav Abba. Rav Chizel said to Mori, the son of Rav Huna, the son of Rav Abba, he said to him, Rav Yim, Rav Abba is one who just said a minute ago that there's no Burginin, there's no Pasi Barosh. He said to him, Amri, they say, Atisu, that you traveled from Barnosh, from the city of Barnosh, the Beit Knish to the Daniel, you traveled all the way to the shul of Daniel, and because Daniel had a shul somewhere in Bavel, and there Daniel is a daven. And you went to that shul to have a tlasa parsa b'shabbata. You traveled three parsa, which is 12 mil. Chum Shabbos is only 2 mil on Shabbos. How did you do that? Amai samchitu. What did you rely on? A burginin. You must have relied on these burginin that are constantly on the way, these little temporary makeshift huts. So therefore, you were able to walk such a long distance. But your father said that in Bavel there's no burginin because they get washed away by floods. Amalavu, your father said, avu davu, your grandfather said, mashmei derav, ain't burginin in Bavel. Nothing he went after. Achvili showed him, I wasn't relying on Burginin at all. You know what I was relying on? Hani Misafta, I was relying on these little towns. I was relying on these little towns that were just basically in ruins. The Mivlin B'Shivim Abishiraim. Every 72 Thizam is another deserted town. And he used that, and then from there he did it again, and so on and so forth. That's how he made his way across. So Tais is learned from here. Interesting, just how you learn halachas. We call it a masa town, and you, in the get, we write the word masa. Sometimes we say masa means a large city. So if you live in a little town, maybe you shouldn't use the word masa. But here we see the word masa means all kinds of towns, even deserted towns. So there's nothing wrong in a get. No matter what city you're describing, you call it masa, that city.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, you can.
If these are deserted townships, as Rashi calls them, then what do they rely? I mean, don't these deserted townships have to have inhabitants to share and Erev together to share food?
No. We're talking about no. When it comes to Tchum Shabbos, he said these are like ruined. Okay, the Machlekes Rashi Tosfos. Tosfos means small villages. Rashi learns it means ruined villages that were basically in ruins, but all the houses were still standing. And it seems Rashi learns that it extends your tchumen now. It extends your tchumen because you never started counting your 2,000 amos. Once you start counting 2,000 amos, you have to have food or something else. But you don't start counting 2,000 amos till you leave 72/3 amos from your city. But within 72/3 amos, you had these ruins, and these ruins had walls. So that extended your city. It doesn't matter if there's food there or not. The food doesn't kick in unless you actually start counting at 2,000. You never started counting at 2,000. But Tosfos learns, and maybe more in principle, maybe he holds that it has to be have to be inhabitants there as well. And because he holds, all it means is small little villages, not villages in ruins, or cities in ruins. Okay, but Tosfos wants to say, according to Rashi, maybe that's why he learns Masa means, because Masa is a large city. If it's a large city, what's going on? They didn't know about it. But there were a large city in ruins, and therefore they thought that doesn't count. And he was mechadish that it does count. Maybe that's actually the Machlekes Rashi Tosfos, whether you can use the word masa for a small village. Anyway, now we'll talk a little about it. Amar Rav Chizda said, Dodish Mor Bamar, so L'chayde would mean that Rav Chizda is referring to, again, the same Ramadi we mentioned a minute ago, and therefore we have all this Agadata. Might receive, it says in Pasuk in Tehillim, which we just said in the capital. Everything I see, there's an end. But your mitzvahs go on forever. They are much broader than that. And he doesn't tell us exactly what. He didn't explain exactly what he means by that. What, you know, what it means by an end or not an end. What does he mean? Eve said pretty much the same thing. And with Lepishu, also he didn't explain what he means, that there's an end to it and there's no end. Amr Yecheskel, Lepishu, also Yecheskel said something similar. Ad Shechbo Zechaya, until Zechaya came along, Ben Idoi, Upishu, and he explained it. Nothing more explained. Amr David Lepishu, see, Lechotech, Rizek, Hezek, Chav, Mitzchon, Moroi, he says, that it comes to an end, but your mitzvah is mitzvah, and you are a chava very wide, but what does it mean? Omru Eve, Lepisha also didn't explain. It's longer than the measure of the earth and it's wider than the sea. Again, what's he talking about? Omru Yechaskav, Lepisha also didn't explain. It says, Vayifrish Oyzelefonai, that he spread it before me. Vihiksuva, it was written, Ponivacha, the front and on the back. The Kosovo Leh was written on it, Kinim, all kinds of lamentations. And also was written on the Hege, things which were make you happy, and the hay and terrible things. Kinyim zupranos of tzaddikim. What do you mean the lamentations? These are the punishments that will happen to tzaddikim. So it's sad. Oilam hazav cheno oimer. It says in pasuk the kima he the koinu. This is a kima. This is a lamentation. The koinu nua, and they're going to cry about it. The Hege, be happy, that's the Schar al Tzadikim, it says in Pasuk, they're going to be happy with music, so we see that means happy. And this is the punishment of the Shoyim, la'asid lovey. And it says in Pasuk, hoive al hoive tovey, that one bad thing will happen on top of another thing. But what exactly are we talking about, that, you know, this is what was written and so on? We don't know. Actually, Bozachai ben Ido, Pisha said, what do you see? I see Megillah off, a folded over Megillah. Erka Esibama, now he's giving us already measurements. It's 20 amas long with a Chav Esibama. it's 10 amas wide and 20 amas long. Why is it 10 amas wide? Because it's folded over. So if you open it up, it'd be 20 by 20. The chepashatele, if you open it up, unfurl it, have SMS in 20 by 20. Uksiv, it says, it says that it was written front and back, which means if you slice it right in the middle and you take the back and you fold it upwards so that you can read everything in the front, it would be then 40 long and 20 wide. If you split it in half, kama havle aboin besin, 40 by 20. Okay, Yuxivan, it says, me mother who measured Bishalik with his fist, Mai in the water, Bishamayim in the heaven, Bezedis tikkun, he measured with a Zedis. A Zedis is a half an amma. So if you have 40 long and 20 wide, that's, if you multiply that, that is 800 square ammas. You take a square amma, how many half amma squares fit into a square amma? Four. Right, if you take a half amma and you double it, it'll be one amma long, let's say one amma wide, but half amma tall. You can put four half ammas into a one amma square. So you take 800, you multiply by four, you have 3,200. Nimcha kol ha'olam kula, the entire world is echad mishleishes alofim umasayim b'teira. The entire world is 3,200 b'teira, four times 800. So at least we have some kind of a description. Or we say the Cholam Mitzvah Chomayit is very broad, but how broad is it? And it's longer than the earth. How long is it? Nobody ever explained. Zecharia Benidoy finally explained to us, and we worked it out, that it's 3,200 times greater than what we have here. Omer Rav Chizkiya says, Dorish Mori, another thing he says, Dorish Mori Bamad Achsir, in the Pasik, Hine, there was Shnei Dudoye Te'enim, there were two pots of Te'enim, of figs, that were prepared for the Heichel of Hashem. Hadud Echad, one of them was Te'enim Tovus, Me'od. One of them was really good ones. Kete'enei Habechayres. These are the ones that will come ripe. They will come ripe, quickly ripe. Hadud Echad, the other part was Te'enim, really bad figs, Me'od, very much. Asheloitchechlan, we cannot eat Me'od, because it's so bad. What is that referring to? What kind of, it's a metaphor. What is it for? Te'enim ha-tayvus eilu tzadikim gemurim. These are the righteous tzadikim. Te'enim ha-royis. What are the bad figs? Eilu rishayim gemurim. These are the terrible rishayim. Rishayim ha-tayvus. But if you might say, when it comes to rishayim, that ovat sidram u'batul sikuyim, that they abandon any hope, and when they battle all their desires and everything else, that means that they give up, or because they're Russian, it's all over. Tamalema, they can tell you, had the doyim, both of these pots, nosnu reyach, they both give a good fragrance, a good odor. Eilu the eilu asidin jinu reyach, they both will give a reyach. They both will give a good odor, which means you can always do tshuva. Dorz Rav Rav Dasha, my Yosef, it says in Pasig, had the doyim nosnu reyach, the doyim gave a nice fragrance. Who are they? Eilu bochur Yisrael, the young people amongst the Eden, shalay tamu tamchet, they never committed a sin. Al pi saying we call megadim, and on the doors are coming on all the sweet fruits. What are we referring to over there? What doors? Elu b'nois Yisrael. These are the Yiddish women. Shemagides pischein lebalem. They tell the husbands when they're tamim, when they're not tamim, when they're nidu or not nidu. Or another thing is, they just close their doors for the husbands when they are a nidah. Or they close the husband that they're very loyal to the husbands and they don't commit adultery. Chadoshim, it says in the Pasuk, it says in Shir HaShirim, that Chadoshim, Gam Yishonim, new and old, is Doidi, my friend, my beloved, Safanti Loch, I hid and I stored it for you. What do you mean new and old? What are we saying to the Eibishter? In Shir HaShirim, everything's a muscle to the Eibishter. What are we saying to the Eibishter? We protect it, we watch this for you. We, the Rabbanim, have made many different safeguards on ourselves. Even more than what you gave us. And the Kiyamtim, and we fulfill them all. In other words, the Rabbanans are more than the derises, and we keep all of the Rabbanans. And this is how we pride ourselves to the Eibishter that we are so loyal to you. Chizkiya once said to one of these rabbis who was to organize all of the gathering before him, Yishmirach, have you heard any interpretation? What it means, Chadoshim, new, and Gam, Yishonim, also old? What's new and old? What are we referring to here? Amalei, he said, Eile mitzvahs kalus, these are the light mitzvahs, and the Eile mitzvahs chamuras. And these are the stricter mitzvahs. But that's what it means, new and old. Amalei, he said, what do you mean? Were two Torahs given to us? The Chitayla, Pama, and Pama, and Mitna, once we got the Torah, the strict ones, then we got the Torah with the lenient ones? No. The new ones are the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon keep on adding all the time new Gzeiros to make sure that we keep the Torah, and the old one is what we got from Sinai. And that's what we're referring to. And this, and we're protecting, doing all this for the Eibishter. Dorash Rava Dash in my decision, Pasik. Yes, more than that, Bini, my son. Yizoyer, I want you to be careful and do my say Sforim Haber, make many Sforim without an end. What does that mean? Bini. What he meant to say was, I want you to be careful with all the words of the Chachamim. So Rashi explains that Yosim Haimim, before that it says that the words of Chachamim are, you have to follow them completely. That was a Torah that was given to Moshe Alper. And then after a while, when people started to forget, nevertheless, all given from Moshe, and said afterwards, after a while, many things were written, given, added on after Sinai. And you should be careful of all the things given to us orally, because they're also Ikar the Torah. So why weren't they written down in the Torah itself, Rashi, the way Rashi learns? Rashi says, She'ein ketz lasas from Habakhoyla, could be, the Torah would be too long. If you could add, since the Rabbanans are more than the rice, if you add all the Rabbanans, the Torah will be way too long. The Divri Torah, and the Gemara explains, back to the Gemara, the Divri Torah, yesh ben asei v'loisese. There are those that you're not even chayim mitzvah, but you have an aveda, a mitzvah say, mitzvah leisa, but you should know the divrei seifim, every word of the chachamim, every word of the chachamim, kol ha'ovid al divrei seifim, if you're over on the word of the chachamim, chayiv mitzvah. You're liable to be put to death. So the rabbanon are stricter than the Torah. Shema Tamer, if you're going to say, im yesh behen mamesh, if you can tell me, so why it wasn't written down? Makrat and Pasik, Asay Svarim Harbe Ein Ketz. If you write it down, it'd be endless. It will be endless. Because it will be endless, therefore we didn't write it down. Then it says, the lag harbe Yigiyaz Basar. It says the Pasik, the lag harbe Yigiyaz Basar. What does that mean? So, lag harbe means if you learn it a lot, Yigiyaz Basar, you become tired. What does that mean? Usually the word lag and changing it to an ayin, however, it makes fun and mocks the words of Chachamim. Nidain, his punishment will be Yigiyaz Basar, B'tsoyorei Sachas. His punishment will be with boiling dung, boiling excrement. And in other words, the Gemara is saying, Yeshua Hashem is saying that you have to treat the words of the Rabbanan even stricter than the Torah. The saying, Adeid Malay Dibra Sevim Dibra Tedo, Chaviv Malay Dibra Sevim Dibra Tedo, Eibishter cherishes the words of Chachamim more than his own words. Maskil, Rav says, I mean, understand. You're taking the word lag, which means to learn, and you're translating as if it says lag, which means to mock. Miksiv lag, does it say anywhere lag? Lahag siv. It says lag. So how are you dashing the way you're dashing? Avakla hoiged behem, whoever studies the Gemara and everything else, and Torah Shabbat there, this is as if it's the meat, that it adds meat to the Torah and everything else. So it's a positive thing. Torah, when we learn, the Gemara is talking about how important it is, the different takanas chachamim. So to prove that point, the Gemara tells a sad story. Then we learned, Ma'isa b'Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, we had an ending of our bracha, is that he was sat in jail, so he was arrested and he was incarcerated by Rabbi Shua Garsi, and Rabbi Shua from the town of Garsi was serving him, and or the mullah. Mishar said, "Bechol yom v'yom, he used to go and serve him every day. Machnisa le'mayim b'mid, every day he brought him water in a certain measure to drink and to wash." Yemecha one day, Motzer Shem Be'Sudin, the guard of the Be'Sudin training met him. Amalah hayom me'mecha merubin, you have too much water here. Shema lachte Be'Sudin matatzarich, maybe you want to dig a cave with your water. Shafa chetzin, he poured out half of the nusel and gave it to him. Chetzin, only back half. Gishaboyz Rabbi Kiva, Amalah Yeshua. So only half a cup of water. He said, "Don't you know I'm an old man? My life depends on you, on the water you bring me." So Rabbi Shua told him, "Kol oisem ur, everything that happened." He said to him, "Fine, tendli mayim, give me the water, so I can wash my hand too, for bread." You want to magin. You don't even have barely enough water to drink there. Little yodcha magin. You're going to use it to wash your hands and won't have anything to drink. If I don't wash my hands for bread, it's a mitzvah derabbanan. And if you don't follow mitzvah derabbanan, you chayiv mitzvah. Mutiv almost misses atzmi. I'd rather die not drinking, and I'll die from that. I'll perish. V'loy ever al das chaveidai, and I won't have to cross the words of my friend, of the rabbanon. Amru they say latam klum. He refused to eat anything atchehevi lemayim till they brought him water. That was the prison guard. He refused to eat, and he's like a hunger strike. So eventually they brought him water. V'notul yadi wash his hands. Kishasham b'chamad avacham heard about Rabbi Akiva's loyalty. Amru they said. Ma bezik noisa. Ma, there was an old man. He was so feeble, and yet he refused to wash, eat without washing his hands. Kach b'liyadus. Surely, imagine when he had the strength. Surely, he followed the words of Chachamim. Allah has kama v'kama. Ma bebeis asuri. He's in prison. He's an onus. He could have found 15 different heterim. Kach shlebesun. Allah has kama v'kama. Surely, if he's not in jail, he followed all the Chachamim. So they applauded the fact that he followed the words of Chachamim, put his life in jeopardy. And worse than that. As Tosis says, you didn't even have to, because we learned just a few days ago that there are four things that we suspend when you go to war. Nochemus Rishus, one of them is washing your hands before you eat bread. So for so many reasons, he could have eaten the bread without washing hands and refused because the words of the Chachamim. So it shows you how important the words of Chachamim are, and he's prepared to die for it. Shlomo is the one who, the first one who made all these safeguards. Which the first safeguards he made was Edvin. He came up with the idea he shouldn't carry from one house to another house, because then people think you're allowed to carry in the street. And then he made Edvin that brings them all together. And what he did was he forced that people from different houses should join together and become like one family. On a tilos yadayim and washing your hands. Yotz the baskavam rabaskim and said, "Bni my son, im chacham libech." If your heart was so wise, yismach libi, I am also happy. Gamani oimer, gamani shomai. Va'oimer, he says, chacham bni, yismach libi, that my son, who is so smart, and the, what do you call it, yismach libi, he makes me happy, va'shiva charfei dover. And now I'll be able to answer all those who mock me and taunt me, I will be able to answer them as well. So here you have, like, basically, the Gemara Yishalmi says, the purpose of Ervin is to actually bring people to closer together, not to distance them. By distancing them, he brings them close together, because then make an Ediv, and then they all join with food, and they eat together. And that's the Indian of Edivin. And so the Chiddush Arim says, Edivin Tizadayim. Tizadayim means lifting your hand, removing your hand. Edivin means bringing together. That what Shlomo was so wise was, he came along and says, you have to be together, but at the same time, you have to know how far. You have to know how to do Edivin and Tizadayim at the same time. And that's why he called him a Chacham. Because, you know, sometimes you go too far one way and too far the other way. Too much Edivin and too much removed from everybody. And therefore you have to know when to be Edivin and when to be in Tizadayim. That's what's called. Another thing that he made was the whole idea of Shnius. It's Aroyas. He added another layer, you know, of a grandmother in certain cases and so on. I think I'll mention that soon. Setting on further, Rabbi, Dara Shrabbi, says the Pasik again. We're now learning all the different Sukkim. Of Shilashirim, Chodoidi, go my friend, Neitze Asode, let us go out in the field, Kalina Bakfori, Malina Bakfori, let's go sleep out in the villages, Lashkimu Lekrami, let us go out in the vineyards, Nida to see, Imporcha Hagefen, the vines begin the grape begin to blossom, Pasach Hasmodar, Hasmodar, the vine begin to blossom, or Pasachas mother, did the grapes begin to open up, and he not so the money, did the pomegranates begin to blossom as well. Sham over there, etain es doidi lach, there I will give you my friendship. L'chod doidi neitzah, what does it mean? L'chod doidi neitzah, Sodom, because Baruch Hu, he said, Eibishter, Eibon Shalom, al tididaini, do not treat us, ki yoshve krochim, don't treat us like all the other people. He said, let's go out to the field. What do you mean the field? In contrast to people who live in the large cities, and how they live over there, it's full of corruption and vice. Yeshbe and Gezel, the Arayas, there's thievery there, and Arayas, and morality, Yeshua Shav, they all swear in vain, Yeshua Sheker, they swear falsely. Neitzah Hasad, let's go out in the regions. And boy, I'll show you. Tamidich HaChamim, I'll show you scholars, Sha'oiskin B'Toyda, they will learn Toyda M'Toychat Chak. They don't have all the benefits of living in a city, but they don't care. because they're sitting and learning Torah. Nalina bekfarim. What do you mean? Then you say to the Eibishter, let's go sleep in the villages. Altika bekfarim, ela bekayfrim. Let us go amongst those of kayfrim. What do you mean? Boy ve'erech. I'll show you oisam sheishpatul and toiva. Then kafir boch. Let me show you the contrast between tamin chamim and the kayfrim. Not kfarim villages, but kayfrim, the deniers. Let me show you the deniers. You give them a good life. They deny in your presence. Who sit and learn Torah all the time, they're impoverished. Then he says, but this is all the thing we're saying today, Bishter, to defend ourselves. Ashkim al-Akramim, let's go out to the Kramim, let's go out to the vineyards, what are we referring to over there? Eilu Bati Knesses, let's go to the shoes of Bati Medrashes, Nidah, let's see. Let us go see in the vineyard, because they remember if you learned that Kerem B'Yavna, that's what it's called, because the way the Talmidim sat, they sat like a, in a semicircle, like in a vineyard. Let us go see in Polcha HaGefen. Let us go see that if the grapes have blossomed, who are the grapes? Eilu Bala Mikra. These are the people who learn Chumash. People who learn Chumash. And let us go see Pasach HaSmada, that's the vines. And let us go see Pasach HaSmada, the grapes themselves blossomed, Eilu Bala Mishnah. There's more juice to it, that's the Mishnah. Himnatsu HaRemaini, what about the pomegranates? Eilu Bala Gemara, these are the people of the Gemara. Because there's many more seeds, so this is the Gemara that takes the Mishnah and makes it more, you know, goes more details. Shamet nedan lazir, I'll show you my friendship. Elech kvoidi, there I will show you our covered, and the goidli shevach bonai benoisai, and I'll show you the shevach, the praise of all my children. So this is what the Eden is saying. Again, this is all along the theme that the words of the Chachamim are so sacred and so special. Omar Rav Nalun said, "My Rebbe says, 'But God is Shlomo Melech. By Yidabe Shleish Zalafim. Moshul, he would give sometimes 3,000 examples to explain the concept. Shiroi, and his songs were Shiroi Chamish Ve'Alaf. Melamed. What does it mean? Melamed. It comes to teach you." What do you mean that his songs were Chamisha Ve'elef, 1,005 songs? What does it mean, 3,000 Shalim, 1,005 songs? Melamed Tomer Shleim, Kol Dov Elav, Shal Torah, and every single point of Torah he was able to give Shleishes Alafim Mashal. And the Gemara will have later that Rameh used to give Mashalim as well. Nothing like Mashalim Melech, but just give some Mashalim. And actually they bring some Mashalim. Kol Dov Elav, Shal Seifrim, and every word of the Seifrim, Chamisha Ve'elef Taimim. And then he would give 1,005 reasons to explain every single concept of the Rabbanon. Torah Shrova, Rav Dasha, my sister, the Pasik, the Yoise, Shehoye Kehelis Chacham, in addition to the fact that Kehelis, who's a Shoymach, was a Chacham, Oid Lumad Das as a Am, he also taught Das, he also taught knowledge to the people, the Ezen, the Chikir, and he listened, the Chikir, and he investigated, Tikin Mesholim Harbe, and he organized many different parables. What does it mean? He taught them knowledge, Agmara, he taught them Simone Taimim. He taught them the Simone Taimim. When he taught them Simone Taimim, he taught them, Rashi says here, the Mesoides, first of all, how to read the words, and also the Simone between the words and the Pasuk and the Gears of the Mishnah, which is interesting. Shlomo Melech taught them the Gears of the Mishnah, which means, has, I guess, some ideas of Mishnah before then as well. Anyway, so he taught them all the different parts of the Torah. Some say he means also he taught them the trup. And, you know, so how to sing it. And, was it back to Gemara? The Azbere b'may the Dumbele, and he also explained it with things which are similar so they can understand. Then Ezen, he listened to Chik and investigated Tikim Shalom Habib. What was that all about? Amrullah Rabbi Lezer Betchila, he said, first the Torah was compared to look fifa to a pot. She'ein lo znaim, had no handles on it. No, the Torah didn't have any handles, had any safeguards. Acha Boshleim, he made safeguards. Kivitzois of Taltalim, the hair were like in locks. What does that mean? So it means is, and you know, and every single, not only the letter, but also the little things, the tagging that came out of the letters, you can learn out many, many halachas. Like we found that Moshe Rabbein, that Rav Kiva used to learn many halachas from these letters. that they were, it said, black like a raven. Who do you find that's successful in learning Torah, that's able to darshan mountains upon mountains of halachas, just even from the tagin sticking out from the letters? It's somebody that is darkened from, like an oidev, like a raven. What do we know about a raven? Who do you find really success? So we say that the word black like a raven means in the word shachris. And oidev like a raven doesn't mean a raven, it means erev like night. People who wake up first thing in the morning and they learn and continue to learn till very late at night. So that's what it means that in the pasuk when it says that shchoyro is ke'oidev min shachris and maidev. The day in the beginning, the day at the end of the day. Rabbi gives another interpretation. Somebody who is mean to his family like a raven. That we know that the children of it, it says, we say in davening, the children are constantly calling out to Hashem. Why are they calling out to their mother? Because the mother ignores them completely. And therefore, the Eibishter provides for them food and to eat. So that's what it is. A person who completely forgets the world around him and sits and learns, is the, according to Rabbah at least, is the one who's successful. Rava says, we should make him atzmach zorig, worse, that he's actually mean. That, when he goes there, Abonav, he's mean to his children. Rabbanei Beis and his family, like a raven. What do you mean? He heard of Adabah Masna, he once went to the yeshiva of Rav. How can you leave us? You kids, your little infants. What are we going to do with them? He said to them, what are we going to do with them? He said, Mishlimu kurmi ba'agma. There's no more vegetables growing out there in the swamps area, in the fields. There's plenty of food. Abraham should give plenty of food. You'll take care of them. Let me sit and learn. So you have three different views here. How? So the first view is just being for get up early. The Hashkim Laharev and learn. Rabbi said that you don't eat or anything else, you become black like an oidev, you yourself. And according to Rabbi, it means you have to become mean like an oidev and ignore the whole world around you. So I mean, different views. Umishalim the son of El Panav, it says in the Pasuk, Umishalim the son of El Panav Lahavidoi, he pays back to his enemies. To destroy him. If the pasuk wasn't written, we would never say it. We're referring to the Eibishter. It's as if, like a person, we're comparing the person should nice masa upon that has some kind of a burden that it has to carry. Wants to get rid of it. He wants to get rid of his package. He doesn't want to take responsibility for it anymore. He doesn't delay to hate him. What does that mean? He won't delay any punishment to those who hate him. To his enemies, he won't delay punishment. But tzaddikim, he will delay punishment. That I instruct you today to do the mitzvahs you have to do today. But don't do them tomorrow. But I'll take care of you today. You do the mitzvah today. You know when you get your reward? Tomorrow. It says in Pasig, Erech Apayim. It sounds like there are two faces. Whether I'm in a good mood or I'm in a bad mood, I will delay everything. Both will delay. So we just said a minute ago that the Eibishter will not delay punishment to the Shayim, but he will delay the reward to Tzadikim. Shmuel Nachmeni says, Erech Apayim, both kinds of whether I'm in a good mood or a bad mood, I'm going to delay. What does that mean? L'choyd af mitboyle, you should have said I'm delay my anger. El erech apayim l'tzadikim and erech apayim l'shayim. I'll delay both. L'shayim I will delay also, so give them an opportunity to do tshuva. Rav Shlomo Riskin told me a few years ago we had Shabbos together here in Melbourne. He said that he was sent by the Lubavitcher Rebbe to Russia on a mission. He was there for a few weeks. Long, long, long story. I think he wrote about it in his book. But one of the things he said, the one that inspired him the most was, he ended up in shul in Riga. And I won't go into all the details, but at the end of davening, you have to sneak downstairs, and there's a kiddush there. And the only person who was upstairs, who was downstairs, is the rabbi himself. And they made him make kiddush on Mashke, and they made him say a bar teira was Pasha's kiseitze. Last week's Pasha, yesterday's Pasha. And he said nine times, the bar teira. Basically, he went through every one of his speeches over the years that he said. Every time he had to say l'chaim. And finally, then after nine, the retailer said to him, give us another one. He said, I ran out of it. He turned to the Rav and he said, you say something. So the Rav said, fine. It says in last week's parashah Kisetze that you have to pay an employee that same day. You're not allowed to leave it overnight. Right? You're not allowed to leave it overnight. How can then the Eibishter tell us that Hayom Asesam and Mocha Lekabas Charem? The Eibishter follows the same prayer he gave us, and he should reward us straight away as well. Why is he rewarding us only in Gan Eden and Haba? Doesn't seem right. So Rav Riska says, very good question, what's the answer? So this guy said, this Rav said, a person has a day job, has to get paid every night. But if you have a contract to complete a house, and you don't have to pay till the very end of the job. We are not a day employee. We have given a contract, we were created in this world until we never pass away. We have a job to do. It's on a contract. So therefore, our wages are not due until we finish the contract. Rav Rishon said he was so in the spoil, not only the answer, this is how Chassidus explains it, but he was in the spoil that this Rav in Russia had to hide under the, you know, in the basement to have a Kiddush, and he's defending what the Eibishter is doing for them, even though they're working so hard to do the Eibishter's mitzvahs, and look how tough they're finding it. Anyway, so that's Pshat in the Gemara here. Okay, everyone have a good day.